Deciding to represent the buyer. The listing agreement with a seller has been around for a long time. Signing such an agreement has been somewhat ingrained in the industry and accepted by the seller. Sellers tend to know that when listing their property for sale, they will be signing a listing agreement. On the other hand, the buyer representation agreement is a relatively new concept. Historically, some brokers in Texas were already using some form of a buyer representation agreement prior to the 1995 passage of Senate Bill 489. In short, the changes brought about as a result of Senate Bill 489 were long in the making. Buyers were interested in being represented. The sub-agency relationship was not to the buyer's advantage. It was more in favor of the seller and awkward for the broker. The desire for representation was and should be attractive to anyone purchasing their most valuable asset, the home. Just as in the case of presenting the listing agreement to a seller, the agent's ability to explain and present the buyer representation agreement from a compliance and practical standpoint is not only required, but preferable in terms of establishing credibility as a real estate professional. The NAR's Accredited Buyer Representative, or ABR designation, is an excellent designation to obtain. The ABR designation takes the fundamentals of agency law and looks deeper. The duties we know as old car, obedience, loyalty, disclosure, confidentiality, accounting, reasonable care, apply in all states, and understanding these duties on the highest level establishes the agent's credibility and competitive standing in the marketplace. The ABR designation course material recommends that an agent conduct a counseling session prior to engaging in the process of assisting a buyer in finding a home. This counseling process speaks to the importance of getting the buyer pre-approved, which is in the interest of all parties to a transaction. The buyer counseling session gives the agent the opportunity to discuss the importance of representation, the difference between a client and a customer, the duties of old car, and much more. An agent's commitment to mastering the ability to conduct such a counseling session proves highly effective in fulfilling all agency disclosures from a compliance perspective, and it positions the agent to establish good credibility as a buyer representative specialist. Many agents will not even consider working with a customer, and most brokers require a buyer representation agreement to limit their liability. In many cases, listing brokers stipulate their willingness to pay a broker representing a buyer client, but refuse to compensate a subagent. In essence, the listing broker is sending a message to the selling side, saying, "We would prefer that you actually represent your buyer. We will take care of our seller. We are not interested in you representing our seller." That is the practical message the listing side is sending to the selling side. Some brokers, understandably, have a policy requiring their agents to work only with clients, not customers. The creation of buyer agency. Buyer agency agreements may be created orally or in writing, but the best method is to do so in writing. A written buyer agency agreement is explicit regarding the duties and responsibilities of both the buyer and the broker. Note also that intermediary consent must be obtained in writing, which is obviously a problem when representing a buyer under an oral buyer representation agreement. In some cases, license holders represent buyers under an oral agreement and later move to a written buyer representation agreement in order to obtain intermediary consent. License holders should take care when moving from oral agreements to written ones because the terms of the written agreement may conflict with oral agreements with the buyer. When written provisions conflict with oral provisions, the written ones virtually always prevail. Confusion and misunderstanding over oral and written agreements will undoubtedly result in an unhappy client buyer. Benefits of buyer-agency relationships. In the past, buyer representation was rare. Sellers were clients and buyers were customers. Over time, buyers have discovered the benefits of representation, including access to market data. While some of the data in MLS is available to the public, the majority of it is not. Investment analysis. If the property will be rented or held for appreciation or development. Assistance in culling out. Unsuitable properties. Buyers will waste a lot of time looking at neighborhoods and properties that do not fit their criteria. Assistance in obtaining financing. Buyer's agents will have several trusted lenders to refer buyers to, which is preferable to randomly selecting a lender. Assistance with negotiations. The buyer's agent stands between the seller and buyer, which allows the buyer to contemplate offers and counteroffers thoughtfully. Assistance in preparing offers and negotiating strategies. Assistance with surveys, inspections, repairs, and many of the details that must be taken care of to close a sale.